And good morning. It is a Monday here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and coming up this hour on our show, we will talk a little bit later on with some folks from the Wamego Area Chamber of Commerce. Of course, normally they'd be preparing for Tulip Festival. We will be talking Wamego Strong Committee and how they're helping local businesses cope through this coronavirus pandemic. But we're going to kick things off first talking with the Kansas State University College of Veterinary Medicine. And joining me on the phone today is Dr. Raylene Wuda, Assistant Professor, Veterinary Oncology. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. It's so nice to be speaking with you.
Yeah.
Usually I would have been saying it was nice to see you, but obviously we're doing this remotely this morning as well.
As is a lot of stuff that is going on right now. And I imagine, boy, last time we had the College of Veterinary Medicine on, this was right before the big shift in everything. So I imagine a lot of stuff has changed in the last few weeks as far as delivering education to your students.
Yes, I mean, obviously, that's changed across the entirety of the K-State campus. And you and I were talking just before we went on air about how this morning K-State has announced that even for our summer session, we will be teaching all of our classes remotely. That's a campus-wide decision. For the College of Veterinary Medicine, it's been a little bit different again. Our first through third year students, their classes are lecture-based, they're predominantly didactic, classroom teaching, and then laboratories. So it has been certainly challenging to move that to an online teaching platform, but it's even more challenging to think about how to manage our senior students online. Those senior students typically spend their entirety of their final year on clinics in some way, shape, or form. You know, they spend their time working with us in the veterinary health center, in the teaching hospital on either the large animal side or the small animal side. They have rotations that they do outside of the hospital where they go to other clinics or hospitals elsewhere in Kansas, even in other states and even overseas. Some students choose to spend time in laboratories. Some students choose to spend time in facilities that have a public health role. And all of those rotations had to be changed and amended to accommodate social distancing requirements and the health and safety, you know, of our students. And we tried really hard to keep our students in the clinic with us up until recently, but as of just last week, we even moved those students out of the clinic. And so now we are trying to meet their clinical requirements online on a daily basis. And so they're not seeing the patients in person anymore, but we're doing, you know, tutorials and case examples and discussions online every day with them so that, you know, so that they can, you know, graduate on time and move on to their next job. So that's been really challenging, especially for the final years students. And it's really hard for them as well. You know, they're graduating. So just like high school students and just like other students elsewhere in other colleges in K-State, you know, graduation isn't taking place in quite the same way as it typically would. So that for them is challenging and hard as well. You know, they won't get to say goodbye to all their fellow students that they've spent the last 4 years with, you know, together. In quite the way they imagined it.
Yeah, that's really tough on those students, and what a challenge that must be. And I think we have somebody actually that's called in with a question for you, Dr. Wuda. Would you mind taking a question?
I can certainly try.
Okay, go ahead, caller.
Hello. With the news constantly telling us that 60% of the human diseases come from animals, thank you for providing the opportunity for people to care for the animals and our both the animals that were around and the food supply. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's really sweet of you to say. It's not really a question, but it's a very, very nice comment. And it's a comment that recognizes actually one of the other big challenges that we face here at the health center. So not only are we trying to deal with, you know, still teaching our students, But it is really essential that we continue to treat our patients, whether they be the food animals that supply our food and materials, but also, really importantly, the pets, you know, that live with us and are important members of our family. At this particular time, especially, those are essential means of social and emotional support for many people. And so it is really important that veterinarians continue to supply health services to those animals. We are limited, however. You know, that's a challenge that we face. We are limited as to what health services we can realistically supply whilst meeting social distancing requirements and maintaining the health of, you know, our faculty here, the support staff and administrative staff, our clients that come to us still. And so, you know, we've had to change, therefore, how we kind of manage, you know, the hospital on a daily basis. You know, we've changed the way in which we admit patients to the hospital. We've changed the way in which we discharge patients from the hospital. We, to a certain extent, have changed a little bit the type of patients that we see. So we are trying simply to limit numbers, I guess, that are coming through. And we have tried to limit it to urgent or emergent or critical cases and to try to see, I guess, slightly less of what could be deemed a routine case that can very safely wait, you know, a month or even two and still have exactly the same outcome for that patient. But we still face other challenges too, because we have to keep in mind that veterinarians also have a role and a responsibility to the wider community. Yes, we help to maintain the food supply and that type of thing, but on a daily basis, we, in terms of doing surgical procedures or for myself as an oncologist in terms of administering chemotherapy, we use the same personal protective equipment, the same PPE that is used in human hospitals. So we use gloves and we use gowns and we use, you know, face masks to do surgical procedures and to administer chemotherapy. And so with that in mind, we still want to be able to offer those services to our clients. That's really important to us. But there is a shortage of that that's available to us. It seems to be a shortage that's available to anybody at the moment, understandably. And so we need to conserve that for the more critical patients. We also have to be mindful of the fact that that might be required down the track by local human hospitals. And so we are limiting our, you know, the patients that we see to a certain extent while still hopefully providing, you know, the community, our clients and the patients with the care that is required right now.
And I'm curious.
Yeah, that being a really challenging point that we've been dealing with, and I'm glad I'm not administration in the hospital and making some of these tough decisions.
You know, I'm curious if needed be, would some of the veterinarians who work out of the hospital be called upon if they needed to provide some relief to Ascension Via Christi Hospital, let's say?
I'm not aware of specific discussions to that effect. Certainly, I know that I'm going to speak very generally on behalf of everybody, but I think veterinarians have a very strong sense of social responsibility. And so if it got to that point, you know, if it really was that severe, which I think we all hope and are all trying really hard to make sure that that does not happen, because that would be a tragedy if our local healthcare services were not able to cope with the demands, and if our local healthcare services, you know, if they were, you know, becoming ill as a result of this infection. But I think as veterinarians, we would be happy to step in and do whatever was required to support them. Certainly the hospital, the college here, some of the research labs have already provided some of the RNA kits and all to support testing across Kansas. And there are some of our staff members that typically work in our research labs and in the VDL, the diagnostic lab here, that I know are providing staffing support for some of the testing that's happening across Kansas.
All right, very interesting. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Wuda after these words. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.